We were given fictitious names.
And yours was?
Melody.
And mine was Stella.
We were told, whoever we're going to room you with, you're not supposed to tell them your real name. But we broke that rule.
We did. I think the first thing we said to each other was, what's your real name?
Did you remember thinking of yourself as being a mother?
I didn't until I felt the baby move, especially at night.
Right.
That was the hardest time for me. During the day, we could occupy ourselves, and I didn't think about it so much, but I remember crying most every night.
They didn't tell us what to expect for childbirth. Anytime somebody went into labor, there was a tunnel between the home and the hospital. And that's how they chauffeured us back and forth.
I remember being wheeled into the delivery room. They lay you on the bed and they strap your hands down. Then I remember the doctor coming in and he asked me if I was going to see my baby. And I said, yes, I was. I would rock her and sing to her. Oh my God. I was so sad.
Oh yeah. Once I gave birth, I remember counting her fingers and her toes, and the day I left the hospital, my mother walked me down and we looked in the nursery, and I didn't want to walk out and leave her, but there was nothing I could do. And it was never discussed again. Did your mother sit and talk to you? My mother never did.
The rule of thumb was it never happened.
For years, I never told boyfriends or doctors. How do I answer the question, how many children have you had? Mm-hmm. I lied for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. And here we are, 45 years later.
Mm-hmm. And it's so nice that we don't have to
lie
anymore.
Don't have to lie anymore.
We're lucky to have each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we'll never lose.